haven't have heard about a private IP address or public IP address or port forwarding or network address translation, and it could be confusing. Certainly it was confusing for me when I first just explored the world of computer science and engineering. And in this episode, in this podcast, we will try to shed some lights on some of these terms coming up. What's up, y'all? This is your host, Hussein Nasser from iGeometry Podcast, and welcome to another podcast, everybody. And it's been a while. I think we've been 2 weeks. I know I've been busy with a lot of stuff, the preparation of the Dev Summit, which was successful. Thank you so much, guys, for everybody that is listening in and who sent me messages and emails and came to the booth and came to my presentations and showed your support. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. And feel free to ask me any questions. Obviously, you have my contact. You have my social media. Feel free if you have any questions. Again, guys, just try to ask me any question. And if I have enough time, and I will definitely answer that. With that said, let's just jump into this podcast. All right, I want to talk today about the software engineering, but from the hardware perspective, from a lower level software engineering, which is routers and modems and IP addresses and this TCP stack, and something that is we programmers don't usually play with, right? It's like a little above our head, or literally beneath our head, because it's like down the stack. Because I know I always struggle with this concept myself, right? It's just because we as developers, we always write high level programming languages, right? We use Python, we use JavaScript, we use C#, we use things that immediately compile, and then that's it. We're building a web application and we're done. But the moment we start building networking into our stack, up to our software, it's our responsibility to understand what's going on, guys. So we need to understand the HTTP protocol, which I am showing a lot of interest in recently. I'm even considering just starting an entire YouTube channel just to talk about this, because I really love this technology, right? And just I don't think people are doing it its justice. But so I want to talk about today about the concept of public IP address or private IP address. And this, guys, there's no script. This is a casual chat where we just sit down and talk. Okay, I don't have a script in front of me. I just literally talk whatever I have in my head and just like literally dump this information and just catch. We're like just sitting on a bonfire and then having a chat. Bonfire, oh my god, what age is this? Okay, I just finished playing video game which has a lot of bonfires in it. So Dark Souls, if anybody out there is a fan. All right, so yes, so let's talk about this concept of private IP address versus public IP address. Okay, and the first time we all know what an IP address is, right? So it's like, hey, this is how you get identified in the internet, right? So you literally connect your computer and have IP address, and then people can send you stuff on this IP address, right? How, we have no idea. It just works, magically works, right? But if we really think about it, it's in the mid 90s where I at least got internet, 1995 1994, where we had this device called modem, okay? And then we would connect to this device, and then obviously we didn't have laptops back then. Like, laptops were very rare, and you don't have, obviously we don't have any devices. So you'll have this huge PC and you literally connect it to the modem, blah, you have internet, dial up, and then poof, you have internet or DSL. And then what happens there is, like, you can literally play video games online. You can do pretty much a lot of stuff online, okay? You can write a WebSocket application. Not WebSocket. WinSocket. That's the old days, right? So you can host an application that listens to your computer and people can connect to your computer from the outside world. And the reason is because there is one public IP address and it is assigned immediately to your computer. And that's called public IP address because it's addressable in the entire internet. If someone in Indonesia tried to connect to your public IP address, which is a computer sitting in San Diego, they can do that because it's a publicly addressable address. So it starts with, I don't know, it's like 44, sometimes like 100.1, whatever, right? And it worked for a while, but as we started to have more and more devices, right, it didn't scale. We cannot assign your local, right? Let's say you have a laptop and you have a PC and you have an iPhone and you have all that stuff. Now, certainly we cannot assign public IP address to all your devices, right? So they can be addressable. Plus, we're gonna run out of IP addresses, especially with IPv4, right? This is no longer a problem with IPv6, but remember, guys, this is back in the 90s, okay? And then, so what's the solution? Solution is routers, right? Yes. So routers was this device that hooked you up to the internet and created a mini network for your devices with a completely different set of IP addresses. So if you think about it, a router has two IP addresses. It is the one connected to the internet, so it gets the public IP address and it gets another internal IP address, right? Which is called the gateway, if you heard about this before. Usually this gateway starts with 192.168.1.1 and then, or 10.0.0.1. Things that are internal. These ranges are internal network and nobody can address it in the internet. Right, and then 172.0.0.1, and they're like, these are, I think, the three ranges for internal IP addresses. So your router gets a public IP address, your router gets an internal IP address, and it starts having, I think, called DHCP, which is dynamic host. I forgot what it stands for, but what it does is like, hey, I want to connect to internet, my laptop wants to connect to internet, so you hook it up with a Wi-Fi or LAN directly to the router. And the router says, hey, I'm going to give you an IP address, but guess what? You're going to get an internal IP address, right? And I am the only one who can talk to you. And you, sir, will get now 192.168.1.2, okay? And then you're going to get, your phone will get .1.3 or .4, and you can specify this range very easily, okay? And that's pretty cool if you think about it, guys, right? Because now all your machines can access the internet, but they have to go through the router first. So they go to the router and the router says, okay, you want to go to google.com? Sure, there you go, right? It will start act like as a proxy, if you think about it. It will just talk to that, and then people will send back the information to the router because it doesn't know, right, that its internal network has no idea that this is going to an internal. So it's like act like a proxy, if you think about it. And then it will start forwarding information. So what does that mean, guys? What does that mean? It means if you are on your laptop and you start like building a mail application, mail server, or anything that listens to a port locally, you build a server, like you built like SSH server, right? You hosted your own SSH server on 2022, okay, or mail server on 23, or anything, right? You can build your own application, 8080, Jenkins. Only people, only stuff, devices that is in your internal network, they'll be able to access this device. However, users outside have no idea because you're listening on port 192.168.1.2, which is an internal, which is only visible to your local area network, okay? And that's why you cannot connect from an outside device to your machine. And a lot of people ask me on my YouTube channel that, hey, you're hosting this Node.js application, but whenever I host this Node.js application, I cannot access it from my phone if I am on LTE or 4G. Why? So that's why, essentially. So if your phone is not on Wi-Fi, so it's not in the same network, it cannot see this 192, this IP address, has no idea what it is. And we talked about this on another YouTube video where how can I now connect from my the outside world to my application, to my web application, to my web server, to my Apache web server, to whatever web server that I built, and it's sitting on my laptop? How can I do that, guys? How can I do that? Previously, we were able to do that because my PC is connected directly to the internet through the modem. Now the router has the public IP address, so it is the one facing the internet, right? And a lot of people say, okay, my public IP, if you type literally my public IP address on your Google, it will give you a public IP address, and that is not yours, apparently. That is the router's. That is the one that it sees, okay? And it just returns the router, and since you ask the question, the router just tells you this. But that's not your IP address. Google has no idea what's your internal IP address. If it does, it's a security problem, right? So it doesn't. So router keeps this track of this communication. So now, if you take this public IP address and you give it to someone, right, and they try to connect to your application, they will fail. Because if they connect to port 8080 on the public IP address, that application is not running on the router. Because that's the router will try, says, okay, I don't have an application running on 8080, so it will fail, right? Although you internally have this application on port 192.168.1.1, because the router has no idea where to forward this request. That brings us to the port forwarding thing. Okay, so if you have an application hosted on port 8080, okay, and then what you do is, it says, hey, router, if someone tries to connect to you on port 8080, please forward them to me, all right? Please forward them to my machine, which is running on 192.168.1.2, which is an internal. The router will say, sure, okay. I can do that, so it will forward the port, and that's how gaming is done, essentially. Because gaming, essentially, it depends really if it's lockstep model or if it's a server authoritative. If you're listening on your machine for incoming connection, then you really have to start modifying this firewall to enable port forwarding. So if someone is listening on this port, is trying to connect, forward them to my machine, okay? And we talked about all that stuff, right? So there is another way to translate the address always. It's like if someone connecting to this machine, like to my router, always forward them to this machine, okay? So you can do that as well. So that's network address translation. And guys, so this is actually a new way of thinking, in at least in my opinion. It's like you think about, as a software engineer, about how things works and at the devices at a lower level versus what you've been building at the higher level as well. So a lower level versus higher level, it's good to understand how things are working. And with that said, we're gonna end this episode today, guys. It's a very short episode, just talking about these routers and port forwarding and public IP and private MB and local area network and wide area network, which is the outside internet. Okay, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.